This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Up 6% in 2017, the Washington wolf population grew for the ninth straight year. But some groups worry the wolves are too concentrated in one area in northeast Washington and that some might need to be relocated. But Fish and Wildlife wolf specialist Ben Maletsky says patience will likely be the key to the wolves expanding their turf.
Wolves do have an incredible ability to disperse. We've had wolves travel from Washington all the way to Yellowstone. We've had them go several hundred miles into BC and Montana. They have an innate ability to move over long distances, and so biologically they'll make it to these areas. It's just that timing and finding each other in those areas that aren't colonized.
Maletsky says physically picking them up and relocating wolves would probably be a waste of time and money.
I think they can definitely do it. It's the time we want to wait to kind of reach those recovery objectives. You know, it'll go a little bit quicker, but moving wolves, there's a lot of troubles with that too, and there's a high mortality with that. They're not necessarily going to stay where you put them, and just the logistics of doing that and the expense is pretty spendy when if we just give it another year or two, they might just get there on their own.
Maletsky says one lone wolf has been confirmed and collared in Skagit County, and that another wolf was struck by a car and killed on I-90 near North Bend in 2015. Further proof, wolves are making their way west of the Cascades.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.